Riddle Tourniquet, Episode 1.
Chat, we're gonna get ourselves a goddess. I know some of you are thinking, what the heck, Jenny? I thought we were gonna dish more about the Mammon Cabal, or the Dianas, or the Inannas. But listen, we're gonna get right back on that. But tonight, there's a reason this is happening on stream. Well, reasons. First, part of the ritual is that I need a witness who I don't know. Used to be, back in the day, they'd grab someone off the street, gag them, tie them to a chair, then make them watch. Nowadays, I've got a... Poggers Yaga has subscribed for 7 months. Seriously, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Even you, Ed Astra. I see you in the chat list. Chat, tonight, I am so happy you all came. I've been preparing for 2 years now since the Cabal of Mammon let me go. Screw those guys. Slam that hashtag, Mammon Transphobic. But tonight, I come back. I get to be a player again, and you all get to witness me. I've been telling you for months all about the dozens of cabals around the world in service to their own deity. Remember that weird period during the Iraq War when none of the troops could hit each other? Or when we had that unscheduled eclipse in 2016? Yeah, the works of gods and cabals. I was there. You wouldn't believe the things I can't tell you I did. Like the time I almost took my ex to the stars.
I'm going to help myself to a little extra in there.
I'm not telling Clyde. Go for it. Heck, you better not look my way either.
Jenny!
What the heck?
I can't hold on! Oh, God!
Medic, show her your bag! Hang on to something! You're gonna see something incredible. All those diss videos going up online from folks hating on me? Done. After this, no one's gonna care what they say. I'll be able to walk in anywhere, even my old job, out to my old boss, Clyde, and tell him.
What do you think you're doing?
Getting my frickin' severance.
We'll be deducting that from your actual money, Severance.
Oh, wow. You're pretending this is a real business and not a fetch service for whatever Mammon wants today?
Great. Fine. You know, Mammon doesn't want you.
For someone who doesn't want me, he says that an awful lot.
Okay, take it. Let it blow up in your face for all I care.
Hello, Clyde. I'm back. Thank you for the ride.
Annette, you're okay. Oh my gosh. I'll tell him I have my own goddess now. And a big one. Forbidden, too. You know how forbidden something has to be for people who can walk on the ceiling to call it that? We're talking a goddess with no receipts to her name, yet everyone still fears her. They say they found her name under the ruins of Pompeii. That she walked the long march with Mao. Her name appears in forums all around the world. I don't want to throw shade on her fan clubs, but anyone who knows anything true about her ain't talking. So after I summon her, hopefully she'll be available for a Q&A with chat tonight. Just think, you'll be able to ask questions never answered for hundreds of thousands of years. Oh, she's been around. They say she continuously dies and is reborn decades later. She's a trickster. She could rip off the snake from the Garden of Eden. She has knowledge so dangerous, she can't be kept here on this world. She's the beggar thief of 100 pantheons, and she's only gonna be on this stream. If you're ready, spam her name in chat. Let her know you're ready. Cheer for her. Bless her name. Aradia. 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 For the ritual, we need 3 impossible ingredients. The soil between suns, the blood of a city, and the ear of a mushroom. Chat, I've been telling you about my incredible adventures getting all of these. First, we've got space dirt from the ISS because your girl's got the hookup. Next, there's juice from a substation transformer coursing through an original Edison bulb. Screw that guy, by the way. Finally, I got a petri dish of a particular form of mycelium engineered to form a fruiting body thin enough to react to sound. Get it? Smell, sight, and touch. And in the center of our offerings is this. Check it out. These are the pieces of the last relic Aradia was bound to. A clay pot, probably from an artist from where Senegal is today. But who the heck knows? That's what it said on its exhibit, but I don't buy a word of it. You see, it's in pieces. She needs to be bound to something in this world, and it has to be brittle. Like this bottle of lime coke. Lime coke is today's sponsor, everyone. I will down a six-pack if you let me. It's so good, you can bind a goddess to it. I said I wanted to wait until we had 5,000 viewers, but I think it's time. I speak in shadow. I see in sandalwood. I lie in thaumaturgy and sculpt in waking dreams. I am the outcast, the fallen, the hungry. I recognize the mundane for the divinity it contains. I see, before you left this world, you gripped this piece. And so I set it on your new vessel. What good is an empty vessel if it has nothing to quench your thirst? I fill it with a memory, yours for the taking, and mine to lose forever. I got in the Mammon Cabal like everyone else. I broke in. I was a lab tech at Log Chemicals, and I was trans, and there were a lot of old men and women there. They put up with me, but they'd all grown up hearing about trans people as predator punchlines. I was out, of course, but they whispered that to new folks like it was some forbidden secret. Anyhow, it sucked until the Mammons and my ex broke in. The titrate from Solution B hasn't been separating nicely since the introduction of Compound J that I know you asked me to add, but really, it's just... Okay, I'll add 2 milligrams more. I don't think it's gonna help, but... Okay. On the ground, everybody, on the goddamn ground. Wonderful. The Mammon Cabal... Is it the Mammon Cabal? The Mammon Cabal thanks you for your surrender. Feel free to hit the alarms. They already know we're here. What part of on the goddamned ground was hard to understand? Is this a straight thing? Do they not understand me? Is this a trans man thing? Anyway, we'll be taking your experimental compounds right... Come on. Excuse me? All right, what is it?
You didn't say not to speak.
I'm aware, sweetie.
I know the code. I know the code.
I heard you.
I'll trade.
For what?
Forget that place. I saw the guys eyeing me like how much I cost for a night of girl dick. They still let me mix up their product, a new set of compounds I am still under NDA for, locked up in a high security lab, and all the bigwigs were arguing over who got to set the code. But right on cue, the Mammon Cabal broke in, and Annette. Remember Annette, my ex? She was leading them. She told me, on the floor. I went down. I heard her futz with the lock. But she couldn't budge it, because I changed it to something so brain-dead, the department head would remember it. I stood up, and long story short, they got the chemicals, they got the girl, and I got the heck out of there. I give you this memory, and I'll throw in that they fired all the other trans employees the next week. because we couldn't be trusted. I call to you between worlds, visions, sunsets, and eruptions. I call with welcoming arms. I've set a place for you outside of wealth, power, and need. Come to me. Come to us. Aradia. Frickin' head. Chat? Did something happen? How long was I out?
Right on cue. The Mammon Cabal broke in, and Annette. Remember Annette, my ex?
Uh-huh.
She was leading them. She told me, on the floor. I went down. I heard her futz with the lock.
Uh-huh.
But because I changed it to something so brain dead, the department head would remember it.
I don't remember any of this.
I
don't freaking remember this.
They got the girl, and I got the heck out
of Aradia?
I give you this memory.
Aradia?
I'll throw in that they fired all the other...
Chat, did you see anything?
Because we couldn't be trusted.
I forgot the memory. Is she here? She has to be. Where the heck? Frick. I'm sorry, chat. I have some more stories I can... You know what? I'm done. I'm... done. Frick my life. Aradia? 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 Nope. Still nothing. Mammon's testicles. Gods, what does the X want? I'm not here!
Hey.
How did you find me?
You told me about this place.
No, I didn't.
You told me you had a special hideout.
I didn't give you the address.
No, you did. P.O. Box 762.
That's five towns over.
Well, you had to pick up your packages sometime. At least three, I think. The dirt, the bulb, the dish.
You followed me.
I would never! I have drones for that.
I thought I was out.
Aren't you glad to see me?
No. Come in. Tea, soda, rum?
Oh yes, the last two.
What do you want?
I'm out.
Really? You?
The Mammons, the Apollonians, even the Sheevans. Everyone heard. Nobody wants to contract me.
I didn't hear.
It was all over the news. Do you read the news?
Sometimes.
I was running security for a rail transport. For a manticore.
A real one?
Mm-hmm.
You can't manifest those.
She was the hiring party.
How?
Her soul was in a cube of synthetic ruby? That I may have taken a hammer to.
Holy frickwits!
And dropped a train on.
Are you all right?
The Mithrans were very happy and generous when they heard. I won't have to work again.
Screw you two.
It doesn't matter how I'm out. You can't mess up in this business.
You can, but...
Not this bad.
I know. What'd you think of the stream?
Miserable. Unsubscribed.
Wasn't just you.
Would have been amazing if you'd done it, though.
I've been going over every book on the subject. I thought I figured it out.
You did something.
Hmm? What?
You forgot.
I know.
You forgot a very specific memory. That is precise psychosurgery that we do not currently have.
I guess.
This could revolutionize PTSD treatment. To be able to cut out traumatic memories would free so many people. Worth millions.
I knew it.
I do still care about you.
I don't know why.
I'm not taking anything from you. I'm offering to help you figure out this thing. Then I'd like to go into business with you.
Have you told anyone?
I got here quick as I could after your stream. I can't be the only one who thought of this.
Hun, you smacked me the last time I saw you.
Could you blame me?
No.
You can imagine I'd had quite the time.
I know. I messed up.
And so have I.
Who's gonna buy? The world still doesn't believe in magic.
We'll start with the cabals.
Once they have a piece of it, it's over.
So we hit it big on our first sale.
I like big.
We could get you a new left eye.
I'm good.
Not just your glass one. Something real pretty.
Just stop it, okay? You had nothing to do with that.
I know. You did that. I understand that.
So you keep saying, again and again and again, and I still don't believe you. I'm down to split the cash with you.
That would be lovely.
But we have to replicate it to be sure.
Do you still have your ritual offerings?
They're in the trash bin.
We'll get some new ones then.
I can start tomorrow, but I'll need cash.
I'll send you a Duke's ransom. Get two of everything. Three, if you can.
I'll ruin some seller's life trying to get these.
Beauty of capitalism.
Should I delete the stream?
Anyone who wanted it archived it already.
Shoot.
They won't be able to replicate anything. Your camera's terrible.
Fair. You have any memories you want gone?
If I had the opportunity, I'd sell it to some rich jackass. Tell him he could watch his favorite movie over and over again like it was the first time.
Nice.
I'm good, though. There's a lot I'd change about my life, but not a thing about how I've remembered it.
Then I'll get on this.
I suppose I should, too. Thank you for the drink.
Bottle's gotta empty itself somehow.
Damned Protestant upbringing. Makes you finish all the peas on your plate, doesn't it?
I'm better at letting go than I was.
Ah. Talk to you soon, I guess. Hug.
Sure.
You have a lovely day, and don't forget to spend some of my cash on yourself.
Won't be a problem.
Wonderful. Farewell. Au revoir. Here's my new number. Text me tomorrow.
Thank you. Goodbye. Don't see any listening bugs she left behind. Okay then, gotta see if I have any favors left with anyone.
Hello, Jenny.
Take a flying leap off the Washington Monument, Clyde. How'd you find me? You
followed
Annette.
May I come in?
No.
Do I have to call my buds from the car?
Make it quick. Tea? Soda? Rum?
Well, I know you've got a good whiskey in there. On the rocks, please.
How'd you like the stream?
I watch it all the time. Love noticing what you don't say. Super impressed, really.
Are you here about the memory thing?
About what? No, I don't care.
But you're here for the ritual.
No, I want to speak with Aradia.
You want to?
That's right.
You really think?
I do.
She's in that Coke bottle. Knock yourself out.
Gladly. Mind if the bottle and I have some privacy?
Sure.
I'll pay for the time. 200,000 right now for 5 minutes. I have a check.
Yeah, absolutely. Give it here.
Glad we could do business.
Yeah. Wow. I did not expect to ever see you again.
Could I start now?
Sure. I'll be in the next room. You have a good time talking with the bottle.
Thanks. I will.
Hi, Mr. Adric. This is about that soil sample you got me a few months ago. I wonder if there's any more. Yes, I understand the price has gone up. Yes, that's fine. Can you get me 2 orders? 3 orders? Okay, just the 2. That sounds great. Would you like cash or diamonds for that? Not a problem. We can do that again. Sure, happy to speak with your lawyer and accountant, if you have the product. Great. I can get it to you in a couple of days. Hold on. Hey! Hey! Frick! He even took the drink I made him. I was gonna sell that Coke bottle. If he was gonna prank me, why did he wait? Why didn't he just smash it when I left the room? Frick! Crap! Dirt! Dirt! Petri dish! Ball! God damn it! Heartbeat of the city. Music. Pulse. Phone. Hey, Mr. Adric, are you still there? His lawyer? We've never met, right? I need you to listen for the next few minutes. Whatever you hear, whatever weird crap happens, just please keep listening. Thank you. Okay. Here. Here, and gotcha. I speak in shadow. I see in sandalwood. I lie in thaumaturgy and sculpt in waking dreams. I am the outcast, the fallen, the hungry. I recognize the mundane for the divinity it contains. I see, before you left this world, you gripped this piece. What is she going in? Frick, glass, something glass. I can't leave the circle. What'd I bring? My eye! I stroke the shard. I stroke my eye. There, transferred. What good is an empty vessel if it has nothing to quench your thirst? I fill it with a memory. Yours for the taking, and mine to lose forever. Okay. This has to be something important. Okay. It was a cloudy night in my first apartment. The street lamp across from my window had gone out a few days ago. That was the night I decided to stop living in pain and get my eye replaced. I had canceled another date with Annette because my glaucoma had me crying on the couch. It was unmanageable, and I was thinking, I could go on living like this. I could keep a part of me that only brought pain, or I could be with someone I dearly wanted in my life. So I called her back, and I told her I was going to get it replaced. I was clear. This was for me, not her, but that wasn't exactly true. We talked, and I planned to make the appointment the next day. I was crying. I wanted the pain gone, and I'd just frickin' done the thing. After so long of living with it, waking up to it, why had I been such an idiot? I call to you between worlds, visions, sunsets, and eruptions. I call with welcoming arms. I've set a place for you outside of wealth, power, and need in my own garbage. Come to me. Come to us. Aradia. Hello, Miss Lawyer? Did you hear all that? Great. Yes, I understand. Billable hours. I'll send you a check. No, I don't do crypto. Thank you. One sec. Do you recall? I was probably telling a story about a memory. Do you know what it was about? You know what? Forget it. I'll be okay. Thank you. I'll be in touch. Bye. Aradia? Annette?
Hey, some dealer giving you trouble?
Clyde was here.
Damn it. I'll make sure that does not happen again. You have my word.
Clyde came to speak to Aradia. He gave me $200,000 for a few minutes with the Coke bottle.
And did he find something?
I don't know. He smashed the bottle and ran off with the drink I made him.
Son of a biscuit.
Where do you think he went?
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
That doesn't sound fine.
I did the ritual again, just to be sure.
With what?
The stuff in the trash.
I'm coming to see you.
No.
I want to make sure you're all right.
I'm okay.
Why on earth would you think that?
Clyde learned something. I want to know what it is.
And how would I find that out?
Because you're still in the game. You still have all your contacts. You were lying to me when you came over. It's fine. I expect it from you at this point.
So I should just pop on over to the nearest cabal and say, "Hey, Clyde, you want to trust me with whatever you just paid $200,000 for?"
Yeah.
You're impossible.
He left in a hurry. He's probably at the Mammon compound near here.
I don't see how I can help there.
If you don't get that information, we are not in business together.
Give yourself a rest. Call me later when you've thought about it.
You get this information, we go into business together 70-30, and you're the 70.
I can't promise a thing.
We're not in the business of guarantees. We serve gods. We hit it big or flop hard. We seek the impossible, and sometimes, you know, it works out.
I'll call you when I'm at the compound.
I appreciate everything you do. Frick.
Hey, anyone? Hey. There's no one in the guard booth. You taking a smoke break? Let me in, or I let myself in. Anyone? Suit yourself. Hello? Anyone? Security? You're terrible. Ghastly. What are they paying you for?
I'm here to see Clyde. You've got a problem out front. There's no security. Anyone? Hello?
Did you find out?
The opposite, actually. I'm at the compound. The lights are on, and so are the computers. And there isn't a soul here.
Nobody?
Nope. Do you know how long it takes a default Windows computer to lock itself? 2 minutes. At 10 minutes, the screen goes dark. The lobby computers are locked, but not dark.
So they can't be far.
No one stopped me from coming in, and I've been very loud. Some of the lobby chairs are knocked over, though.
Signs of a struggle?
I wouldn't say so. And the parking lot is full. If they all left less than 10 minutes ago, why are their cars still here?
Are you safe there?
Obviously not.
I'm recording this call.
I'm getting out my SIG.
You're carrying now?
Nothing gets within 20 yards of me.
You should leave.
An empty Mammon compound? With all this equipment lying around? One phone call, we could make a small fortune.
So leave and make the call.
Hard to sell a space when the buyer knows you won't stay in it. Good heavens.
What's that?
They left the freezer open.
Get out of there.
Just a moment. I found the glass you gave Clyde.
Where?
On the floor. Same as the glass you gave me.
Annette, would you categorize this as an act of God?
You have a point. Aradia!
Don't.
Aradia! Nothing.
The ritual was nothing, too.
Wait. Oh, that's very odd. I'm sending you a picture.
Got it. What's the shiny residue on the floor?
It's hard. It's baked onto the tile. But,
that is a lot of footprints.
And they all lead into this open supply closet.
Anyone inside?
No. But I think they all were. Everyone in the compound. Look at the boot marks. They ran in. They pushed people aside. They clawed their way in.
Don't.
Now where's the fun in that?
Still there?
It's dusty, cramped. I'm leaving.
Please hurry.
Radia!
Now that's interesting. There are animals around.
So whatever it was didn't call them into the closet.
It's not looking great for Clyde. I'm going to call the Mammons and tell them what's happening.
You really don't have to.
And hon, I don't advise you to perform that ritual again. Do you understand me?
Yes.
It's desolate here. I don't have the words for it. I'm going to make my call. Talk later.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Aradia?
Brook and Wilmot Streets know that the gas station there is unattended. They got open cars here, which is weird. No one behind the counter. Don't know what they're off doing, but you know. Pump still works if you go inside to hit the authorized button. Later, Gators.
Posted 1 minute ago. How'd I know to find it? How'd I know where it was? Clyde cut Aradia's bonds a couple hours ago. If I really brought her back, it was after he left. If she's with me, what if that's not her at the compound? What if that's something else? Compound. Holbrook and Wilmot Gas Station. Right in line, next. Jacobsville. Frick!
Riddle Tourniquet, Episode 1, was written, directed, and edited by Alicia E. Goranson and performed by the Not Ready for OPSEC Players. Starring Soleil Golden as Jenny and the Poster, Sarah Frost as Annette, and Roald Fizzlebeef as Clyde. The show's theme was composed by Bitblush. The track Saying Goodbye by Alexandra Valentine from the album Passing in Public and Other Lies Constructed was used with permission. The show's artwork is by Charles Schneeflock Snow. The script reviewers included Michael McAfee, Salem Starship, and Space Wastrel. For more information about the show, see our website, brittletq.com. Thank you for listening. Please continue fighting for trans rights.